Unit 6. Newspeak. Tape script 6.1. 1.
I must confess I don't buy a newspaper every day. When I do buy one, it tends to be The Guardian. It's well written and it doesn't have a predictable political bias. It also has a crossword that is exactly the right level of difficulty for me.
2.
I get The Independent every day and The Observer on Sundays. They're the only newspapers I trust. They don't have the obvious political affiliations of some of the other dailies. They seem relatively impartial. They have interesting sections. I listen to the news all day long, so I tend to like the feature sections of newspapers rather than the news reporting. The Independent has good coverage of the arts, exhibitions, shows, concerts, reviews.
3.
I get The Mail. It's pretty lightweight and readable. I find the broadsheets a bit too wordy for me. The Mail has articles on health, fashion, film stars, diets. I don't like its politics, however. It's a real right-wing rag. Anti-Europe, xenophobic, homophobic. I sometimes wonder why I buy it.
4.
I'm a bit of a newspaper junkie. I read The Sun, The Mirror, The Times, and The Financial Times. I like to get a broad spectrum. The Sun tells me what's happening to celebs. The Mirror presents the left-wing conscience. The Times has some good features. And The Financial Times helps me with my investment portfolio.
5.
I get The International Herald Tribune. Provides a good viewpoint of foreign affairs around the world. And it keeps me in touch with the States. I also get to find out what's happening in Major League Baseball and see how my team, the Yankees, are faring.